Greetings, it's Dr. Burnett, publishing pusher, the all-in-body place of encouragement, cultural empowerment. Weekly, she'll engage conversations with entrepreneurs and creatives. And these insightful interviews are designed to help us build our businesses, respective brands, ourselves, and to hopefully propel us to that next level of greatness. Big Boss. So with no time to waste time, it's officially go time.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Annette, Publishing Pusher. This is a place where we just come to have a chat with some great authors. These authors are doing it. They are moving and shaking out here in the world. And today I have this beautiful Nicole Thomas with us. How are you, Nicole?
I am doing well and extremely grateful to be here with you today. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, it is. It is a blessing. Now, I always like for people to get to know who you are. We're going to talk about your book because it's books that we talk about. But we also talk about us as people, us as business professionals, us as creatives out here, and us as doing kingdom building. So we're going to talk about all of that in our short time together today, Nicole. So don't be surprised at any question that I ask you. Just you'll be just fine.
I will accept this. I'll accept the challenge.
So, Nicole, I've known you, I guess, maybe a couple of years now, just about maybe. I always loved your personality as we were in our faceless platforms, but got to hear the voices. Then I had the opportunity to see you face to face in a platform earlier this year. Your bio said that you are a self-described inspirer. And one of the things that someone said to me when you were at the retreat was that she is so inspiring. That smile just lights up the room. She is so engaging. Now, first, I just want to ask you a little personal thing. Did this just come naturally for you, or is it something that you learned how to do as you just kind of engage people?
I think it's something that has come naturally. I think growing up, because the love of God and the way I was raised to kind of be the light and see the positive in situations has really caused me to shift my mindset and focus on the good so that I can express that and share that with other people. So I think it's always been natural, but as you know, society can try to beat you down. And so you have to be intentional with how you inspire and continue to inspire yourself so that you can inspire other people as well. So I want to say it's a little bit of both, but I started young.
That's beautiful. you've authored more than one book. There's one that I have had the opportunity to read, which is your latest short story. Day 305, and it's a short story by Nicole Thomas. You can find it on Amazon. I did read it. I read it before. I think it's been several months. And of course, I read it again. Very intriguing. It's a very cute story, very intriguing story. And it left me wanting more. It's like, read the rest of the story, Nicole. I'm sure it is coming. Nicole, let me ask you, what got you into writing?
That's an interesting question. It's a great question. I've always loved writing ever since I was a young child. I can remember sitting in my bed, reading stories and saying, this is what I want to do for a living. Yeah, I remember. And at the age of 14, I entered a contest. And I won the contest. I was one of the winners. I think it was first prize. I had my plaque. I think it's in a box now. But I remember that instance being so fixated in my mind. This is what I want to do. And so I've carried that idea of writing and then writing to elevate the kingdom and empowering women as I empower myself, because it's not just about helping others. We help ourselves in the process.
That's good. So in the process of knowing at a young age that you wanted to write, was there any time when you weren't writing?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, because life happens, things kind of transpire in our lives and take us on different journeys. Or did you continue to write through every journey? Or did you have a season where you kind of, it kind of just wasn't a priority?
Yeah, there were seasons where when I put writing on the back, I put it behind me because I had to focus on competing priorities. I had my daughter, I went to graduate school. But throughout that process, I knew in my heart, I wanted to write. So even though it didn't show up as writing being a published author, it showed up in how I continued to write in my journal, how I continued to reflect daily on my experiences. So I was always jotting down notes. So I think it's always been with me, but the intent to write, I didn't do that until a little later. That's when I started a blog.
Okay. So you knew what you were going to do, seasons in it, and then you came back and you started blogging. Okay. Well, since you started blogging, some people may not really know what blogging is all about. So share with us what blogging is and how you are you, and are you still doing that?
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing it any longer, but for me, blogging is just journaling. For other people will have their own perception of blogging, but blogging is taking your thoughts, putting them down online for the world to see. And it's really what you want to put out in the world, whether that's a creative aspect, shifting mindsets with political compartments, if that's the area you want to focus on. But I use blogging to get that creative aspect out of me and start and keep the fire alive, honing my skill set. And so there are so many platforms now that people are using to get started. And that was my launching pad.
So we may have been doing it and not even known that it was really blogging per se.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
Because I remember for years, I was a part of women's ministries and I would just go to my email 3 times a week and I'd write something and then I'd send it to all the people that were in my email, you know, and never thought that that was blogging.
Right. Right. And it is a form of blogging. It is because you're getting your thoughts together, you're organizing and you're pushing it out to an audience. Now with blogging, it's sitting on a platform where people can go and review your posts so they can see your information, almost like a newsletter online or a magazine, online magazine. And that's all blogging is, simply really getting your thoughts out there and building your audience. And you're creating your brand.
Yes, it is important that we have a brand. We don't want to be out here as it doing stuff, creating that brand. So since you mentioned creating a brand, how did you create a brand around a book? Or is the brand you and the book an extension of you, the brand?
Ah, Dr. Annette, such strong questions around brand and the... So I always say this, this is my personal point of view, my experience. I believe that people buy into who you are. You are the brand and your products are an extension of who you are. And that's why it's important to start looking at who you are. What are your thoughts? What are your core beliefs? And that translates to the work that you're pushing out to your audience and to the world. And people buy into your story.
Yeah. So you have this book, ebook, called Day 305. And of course, you can't tell us everything in that ebook, and we don't want you to because we want people to go to Amazon and get the ebook. But what can you tell us about the book that would draw us, that would make us feel, oh, I need to go check this out?
So when you think about Day 305, think about plot twists, think about turns, twists and turns, and the idea of your choices. There's always a consequence based on the decisions you make. And what will you do to protect your peace? So we've got these two characters, Brenda and Paul. They find a book, predicts the future. What will they do to protect their peace? And that's, I think that ties to everyday life. We make decisions every day. And protecting our peace should be the utmost, whether that's setting boundaries, making sure our mindset is right. And so if it's to grab your attention, go out and get Day 305, because if you want an engaging ride, almost like a psychological thriller, very short, concise, but impactful, to make you rethink what your grandmother may have told you, what your parents may have told you, let sleeping dogs lie.
Nicole, do you plan to, I know you're working on some other projects as well, mm-hmm. but do you plan to expand this further, this particular 305, or what's the next move?
You know, I've been thinking about Brenda and Paul. They've been showing up. They show up because characters speak to you. I really believe that we get a download, especially as creatives. Downloads come to us, and then we push that out into the world. And so Brenda and Paul may show up in future stories. I'm working on a mystery. They may show up, and it may show up. I want you to be surprised, but I am working on a mystery. And I think characters, when we are able to, as writers, craft our characters in a way that are relatable, your audience wants, they want to follow those characters from book to book because they see something in those characters that are in themselves. They see themselves in the characters.
Yeah.
So they may show up.
They may show up. Yes. So you said, so your book is a mystery, and I guess you like mysteries.
I do.
Okay. Now I could never write. Well, let me take that back. I don't want to say what I could never do, but it's not my heart's desire to write mysteries, but I thoroughly enjoy a good mystery because I like whodunits. Who did it? How did they do it? And I like to try to figure it out on the journey. Just like when I was reading 305, I was trying to think ahead to what was going to happen next. And I was doing pretty good. And then we got to the end and I was like, huh? And like, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story.
Yes. Where is the rest? And it may be here. It might be in the next book. Maybe.
I was thinking about, you know, that story, mm-hmm. how we may have been taught not to, what would they say, put your nose where it doesn't belong?
Yes, exactly.
But you go ahead and you do it anyhow, and reminding mm-hmm. us that there are consequences to our actions. And when we first hear that whisper that says, don't go there, don't do it, don't touch that, then we really mm-hmm. should learn how to step back from that thing.
That's very true. We all have our intuition speaking to us, right? And we just yeah. don't trust it. That's because curiosity pushes us, but we don't think long-term, what's that impact going to be?
Yes, and that's what you said. Sometimes our curiosity can become a distraction in life. We're so obsessed with that thing that we may not even be able to think rationally because we're so drawn to it. Just like we're sometimes mm-hmm. drawn to people so much till we can't see clearly. And I think yes. that's what your book, Day 305, is really, really telling us, that be careful with the distractions that we allow to come into our space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think that there's so many parallels to what's in Day 305 with everyday life. We have distractions, we have choices. But once we begin to center ourselves back to our core, we realize that we can take back our peace. But distractions come, whether that's a book you find somewhere that's going to predict the future. And a lot of it also isn't just, it's about control, right? We want to have this curiosity. We desire control. We want to know so we can control what happens next. But sometimes, mm-hmm. a lot of times, there's power in letting go. And letting go mm-hmm. things that aren't in our lane, right? If it's not in our lane, don't stick your nose somewhere else.
So focus basically, on what's we may ahead not of you. Really be free until we let it go.
That's correct. Yes, it won't be free.
That's good.
That's a great way to reframe. Yes,
that's real good. So Nicole, when I think about your journey with your books, how are you? What are you doing in the kingdom with your book? How are you engaging people with your books? What type of platforms are you on with your books? Hmm.
So there are a couple of things. As far as my craft, I'm working on strengthening my craft. I run a writer's group. So we talk about our writing. We talk about strengthening craft. And I take that knowledge. I'm focusing on my mystery. And I'm also coaching. So there's an aspect of not only am I in human resources, but the focus is on inspiring and empowering women. That's really what my focus is. Books I write, it's about focusing, guiding clients to a sense of fulfillment and accomplishment through a step-by-step process of accomplishing your goals. Now, when you're trying to accomplish your goals, there are these distractions. There are the choices that you make. And then where do you land? You never know where you're going to land. And that's where day 305, it teaches you. And it shows you, it doesn't teach you, it just reminds you of distractions can take us away from where God has called us to do, can take us away from the peace that we can have. And I feel as if my writing, through my coaching, I use those two tools, coaching and writing, to empower women and even men to go to the next level. And we are the salt, right? We are the light. And a part of that is imparting that to others as we evolve. So I'd have to say two-prong, writing and coaching is how I empower and work in the kingdom to do God's work as I grow as well. So I take my products and I talk about mindset. I really believe that we create our roles based on what we say. What we say has an impact on how we show up. And that's what my books are designed to do, shift mindset. So I don't know if I answered your question. I can go down a rabbit hole, but I wanted to make sure.
We have time. So I try to ask questions that allows you the space, you know, to say whatever you need to say about it. Yeah, we're not limited. So that is the great thing. I know that you are in New York, and I believe it was sometime last year. I remember you talking about an award that you were given, and you were recognized. I think it's in recognition is people say, well, I don't care what people think about me. Yes, we do. We really do. We really do. And when we're trying to develop and grow and brand ourselves, we should be concerned, or we won't be able to move to the level that we want to. So I was excited when I heard that you had been recognized as one of the top 50 women leaders in New York in 2022 by Women We Admire magazine. That's impressive. So what did you think about when they reached out to you about this?
Oh, that was exciting. I tell you, really exciting. When I heard that, it was an exciting feeling, overwhelming feeling. And it was just a reminder that when you do the work, when you put the work in, and there are going to be distractions, there are going to be bumps in the road, you just keep going. A door will open. And I always say, man may not see, but God sees, and God elevates. And it just so happened that I was recognized, and I think I'm number 45 and maybe 42, but it was a wonderful, wonderful honor to be a part of. I mean, in New York, the state of New York. It's a wonderful feeling, and such gratitude for staying the course.
And that's the thing. So I grab a hold of something that you say. So you just said staying the course. So are you saying that sometimes on this journey of being this prominent author, building your entrepreneurship out here, that it takes extra effort for you to keep that momentum going? You sometimes feel like some days it's just, I just want to give up because it's not flowing the way that I want to. And what do you do to I know you did that book on affirmations. So I don't know if you're using those affirmations to remind yourself to stay focused and stay in the game. But what works for you when you're at that moment where you feel like it's just not going the way that I want it to?
So a couple of things. There are a lot of times when I throw out my hands, I have so many drafts of this one novel. And I think to myself, God, is this really what you want me to do? I ask, is this the direction I'm supposed to go in? And one of the things I do use affirmations, but I take a step back and I remember that I'm in it for the long haul. This is, I'm not in it for the short term, and I don't beat myself up. I used to, but I've learned to show myself compassion and say, okay, today, I didn't get the 15 pages out. I didn't type it. I didn't focus on my writing at the moment, but it's okay. Tomorrow's another day. So I try not to beat myself up, show myself compassion, and remember my why. Why am I doing this? It's greater than me. So those are the key things to keep going.
Yeah. I think it's good to share that because somebody listening is trying to get it done. And it seems like it's just overbearing for you. Or on the other hand, it seems like it's just not working at all for you. Don't give up. Remember your passion, remember your purpose, and stay in the race. See, this is the thing. It's about staying the race. It can slow down. It might shift to a different direction, but never give up on what you know you are supposed to do. There's a song that says, what God has for me, it is for me. I really believe that. So don't set it down with the mindset, just forget it. Set it down and say, I'm just going to put it down for a week or two, and then I'm going to come back to it. Mm-hmm. I know, I just thought I had this book that was ready, and I sent it to my editor for a final, you know, whatever. And my editor said, it's wonderful, but, like, but, like, everything you have is wonderful, but this one particular area, you didn't give enough meat with it in these sections. So now I'm thinking, I'm ready. I'm ready to get this baby published, but then I'm not. But then I have so many other things doing. What do I have to do? I have to set it down for a little bit, but that's okay. I'm going to come back to it, but I have clients. I have people that I'm working with that are investing in me to get things done for them. So I have to prioritize, and I can't be the number one getting mine out when somebody has paid me to help them get theirs out. So I had to say to myself, it's okay. You thought it was going to be done by the end of August, but that's okay. It'll get done. And I didn't even come back and say, I'm going to finish it by this time. But I said, it's going to get done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That's powerful, because what you said was that you put it down, but you knew you were going to get it done. And it's about being intentional, right? When you set that intention, I intend to do this. I intend to finish my book. It's good to have a timeline to keep you on schedule. What's also, it's important to have intention, but keep your goals in front of you, because you're going to forget. Life happens. And also, I would add, to keep, when you're trying to succeed at anything, an accountability group, a support group, finding your tribe is so important. When you don't feel like doing work, when you don't feel motivated, and you have to stay disciplined, reach out to your tribe. Hey, I'm struggling in this area. Don't stay isolated. Broaden your horizons by working with other people. Really important.
So Nicole, you mentioned the tribe. So it's important for us to have others that we are like-minded. Like-minded is very important. Mm-hmm. What do you think about having a coach? And is that important?
I think having a coach, as a coach, I think having a coach is important. Yes, I believe that a coach asks critical questions to help you reach your goal, helps you reflect on understanding, remembering your vision, what you're trying to accomplish, making sure that your goals are not just you on a hamster wheel, that it really aligns to the bigger goal, the bigger vision. And then there's that accountability piece. I think everyone should have a coach. I have a coach. I think coaches are important, and coaches aren't therapists, but coaches ask the key questions to help you look at what you're trying to accomplish, your situation, and walk you through it by asking the questions that need to be asked. And holding you accountable.
I think every, what did they say? Every coach needs a coach.
Yes, because that is
there
correct.
There are levels yes. of coaching. There are levels mm-hmm. to coaching. So even yes. when you, the coach, get here, there's still somebody up above you that has insights that you need. And we yes. never get, I think in school, they told us that learning is ever evolving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You never just get it. There's always more. So mm-hmm. as you are working on your different projects, do you find yourself seeking more so that you can expand on what you're doing as well?
I do. I find myself seeking more and more. I work with my coach, and I also seek information from the people around me by asking questions and practicing stillness so that I can receive the messages from God, from the divine. And then I spend time in nature so I can get grounded. All those are key factors in being successful that I found that have worked for me. And I'm not there, you know, at the top of the chain, but it's about elevating. It's about evolving. We're all moving to the next level, and we need each other's support to do that. Because what you know, I don't know. And what I know, you may not know. So that's how life is. We help one another
and
to
whatever
grow.
You know, you never know all of it.
That right, exactly. It's pieces of a puzzle. Yeah. And that's why community is important for evolution. Yeah, really important.
You know, as a book author, as a professional, tell us how you are showing up and where you are showing up for people to gravitate to what you have. You know, there's so many different ways that we can network and get ourselves out there. How are you showing up in this season?
Well, it's what a wonderful question, because I believe in your principle, Dr. Annette. You've got to show up. People won't know who you are if you're not present. It's key in anything and everything. So right now in this season, you had asked me earlier about the platforms I use. And I didn't speak broadly to it. The platforms are changing so much, and I don't endorse every platform. I think you have to find the platform that works for you. I don't use Facebook, but people use Facebook groups. I'm on Instagram, but I don't market my services there. I believe people buy into who you are, how you show up, how you present your life. And we're not perfect. You have to show who you are in all stages. So I'm showing up now by attending pop-up shops, sharing the fact that I do the body of work of writing. I believe in the power of affirmations, that I'm a life coach. I help women achieve goals. So I'm speaking, I'm talking about the work that I do in different venues. I have a speaking engagement coming up. And in all of these ways that I'm showing up as myself, so people understand who I am and they want to learn more. And hopefully that's the light of God that they see in me.
Yeah, I think you mentioned my talking about showing up. So let me just share with everyone the model. I have an S3 model. And in that S3 model says, you know, if you don't show up, people don't know you exist. If you don't speak up, people don't know you have something to say. And if you don't share it, people don't know what's in your toolbox. So show up, speak up, and share it. Mm-hmm. You have to make your presence known. And that's what Nicole is saying that she is doing. Like those pop-ups, it takes a concerted effort to schedule these things, to prepare for these things, to show up at these things and be available to engage people.
That is correct.
in these venues. And Nicole, I know you've done more than one this year. How many have you done? Were the outcomes what you expected? And if you had the opportunity to do another one this year, would you?
This year I've done two, and I'm exploring at maybe doing two more this year, and they have exceeded my expectation. Oh, actually, I have one more next week. How did I forget that? I'll have three under my belt, and I plan to do one more before the end of the year. I previously haven't done pop-ups because I've been so focused on working in corporate America, working on my coaching. And I realize I've got to tie the brand together and show up to connect the two. And to answer your question, what did it meet my expectations? It exceeded my expectations. When I showed up at the pop-ups, let me tell you, I met so many people that have opened doors to my body of work and how I can help others that I didn't even consider. Areas in social work, speaking engagements with different organizations, getting my products into a store, a physical store. These opportunities wouldn't have happened if I hadn't taken the leap. And then there was the faith over fear, showing up, speaking up, and being ready. So I want to talk a little bit about being ready. When we're doing the work and God is sharpening us, we may not know what's happening. Why is this happening to us? But when we are prepared, it's preparing us for what's to come next. If we learn the lesson of our situation, what's happening to us now? What is God trying to teach me? Let me learn the lesson, because when the opportunity presents itself, you don't want to get ready. You want to be ready. So exceeded my expectations.
That's wonderful. And I like to tell people, I was just talking to a client today and I was like, okay, so you need to make sure that you have about 20 books of each of your books, have at least 20 books on hand. Why? Because you never know where you're going to go. And you might just mention something about your book and the person's going to say, well, do you have a copy with you? Mm-hmm. How can I get a copy? And the likelihood, if you don't have a copy easily accessible, their intention of buying a book later online diminishes as compared to you having it on hand. I can tell you most people sell more books at one time face-to-face than on these social platforms and Amazon and different things of that nature. But if you're willing to, like Nicole, stretch yourself to prepare for this, it can be accomplished. I don't know if I was mentioning this. Somebody just said they just did one. They went to one and they set up and it exceeded their expectation. And they thought they were going to sell about 10, 12 books and they wind up selling 33 books. Well, thankful they had enough books out there that they had worked on that people had choices. You know, if you have one book and you're not the most prominent known person and people aren't just showing up for you, the likelihood that you're going to sell your book or many books is slim. But when you have multiple products on your table, the opportunity for people to purchase something is greater. What do you think about that, Nicole?
I agree. More books on your table, the more people get to know who you are. And yes, I say, if you're writing, go ahead, take the leap, write another book. Find another product that even ties to your work if you're not ready to release a publication. Because the more things you have on the table that show who you are, you attract your audience. It piques their interest. They'll go over to your table and it'll open the door for opportunities. But most importantly, you have to show up. People don't see you. They don't know what you have to offer.
So yes. We need to show up, everybody. Yes. We need to get it done and we need to show up. Mm-hmm. So Nicole, I mentioned that you had a few other books as well. So I want to remind everyone, you can get Nicole's ebook on Amazon. That is day 305. So get a copy of the ebook, read it, give her a review on Amazon. Please do. I looked at her reviews the other day. People have really been giving her some grand reviews. So that is great right there. But Nicole, you have some other books as well. Tell people how they can get the other books from you as well, what the books are, how they can get those books from you, and how they can reach you.
Okay, so I do have a few other books. I actually have Day 305 available in Spanish. So all of my books are available on Amazon. I have Dia 305, and then I have a book on thoughts. I think our thoughts are important. When we start, our thoughts control our attitude and our behavior. So I have a book on thoughts, and I have a gratitude journal. I believe that gratitude shifts your mindset. It can change your attitude. And just makes you just thankful for what you have. And it opens the door to more blessings. And I also have a coloring book. I'm so proud of the coloring book, Hues, The Colors of Life. I worked with an illustrator to come up with a coloring book that has positive words. Because I believe the words that we choose impacts our mindset and how we show up. So all of my books are designed to impact mindset. And then lastly, I have Dear God. Believe writing letters to God, those are our prayers, and God hears us. So it's just a reminder that reaching out to God for help when we need him, and even when we don't, that he's always there for us. So my books are available on amazon.com. And if you're interested in coaching or any of the services I offer, my website is www.iamnicolethomas.com.
And listen, y'all, she is Nicole Thomas. Nicole, thank you so much for giving us your time on today. It just warms my heart to see your face again and to have you on Dr. Annette Publishing Pusher Chat.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Annette. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Dr. Vinesh Chat Podcast, brought to you by John A. Publishing. Be sure to stay tuned in for future conversations and engagements. Check out the website, johnapublishing.org, and subscribe to this show on your preferred podcast app. Shout out to 95 for the production. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.